Okay, just a little recap and get into it. Okay, we're talking about the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol over Yom Kippur, and also by the Paraduma. So the Gemara had asked from where we know what's the source for it. So the source was from the Parshas Miluim, by the consecration of the Mishkan. Said the Lashon Kasher Asah Yom Hazet Tziva Hashem Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem. And they learn out from the word Lasos, that refers to the Paraduma, and the L'Chaper refers to Yom Kippur. Then the Gemara had said, fine, I can understand maybe it's talking about Yom Kippur, that the Seder is all talking about Yom Kippur. No, because it says also the by part to say it's talking about Paraduma. No, because it says L'Chaper, and L'Chaper is not shy by the Paraduma, because not a Kapara. So the Gemara says, but maybe why don't we say that the whole Pasuk is talking about so we can learn from there only on to Yom Kippur, just Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, fine, it's a Kapara. And that's it. So Gemara had said, no, Yali Tziva Tziva. It says over here, Tziva Hashem Lasos, by the Miluim, and it says by the Paraduma also, Zoschu Kasotor Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. We have the Gezira Shava Tziva Tziva, so that it's also by the Paraduma. Okay, not just Yom Kippur, it's also Paraduma. Okay. And we turn to base sum and base. Okay, so Gemara then asks, aye, why don't we say Ve'ema Tziva Tziva the Yom Kippurim? Why don't we say no, maybe it's exclusively talking about Yom Kippur and the Tziva that we learn on the Paraduma? No, let's say it's a Tziva that's turning to Yom Kippur. So they ask on that, this big Tosfos you can do in your spare time. He discusses that we already know. It says we learned it from Lasos L'Chaper. We learned the Yom Kippur. So what do you need to know? Talking about Tziva, we learned Tziva to Yom Kippur. We already know it from Lasos. But this big toast was talked to. Okay, anyways, but the Gemara asks, why don't we say Tziva Tziva Yom Kippurim? And therefore, it has nothing to do with Paraduma. Even the Tziva is learning to Yom Kippur. The Tziva, as it says, Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. It says, by Yom Kippur also the word Tziva. Then the Gemara answers and says, no. Danin Tziva by Paraduma, which is Lifnei Asiya, because by Paraduma it says Tziva, but it's talking about in the Pasuk there before it discusses the actual Asiya, the doing of the Paraduma. It says, that's by the Paraduma, and therefore that's Matim to learn from Miluim, Tziva Miluim, which is also Lifnei Asiya, because that also, the Pasuk talks about the before the Shiva Simei Miluim. And Vein Danin Tziva of Yom Kippur, the La'achar Asiya, because there it says Tziva, true, by Yom Kippur, but that's talking about the Pasuk Vayas Kasher Tziva, it's talking about afterwards. That Pasuk is mentioned after the Avoda. And therefore, we don't want to learn it from Miluim, which is Lifnei. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Rashi. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, I Veima Tziva the Karbanas. I'm sorry? Okay. The Lifnei Asiya. Okay, Kiyum HaMitzvah. Okay, now asks the Gemara, I Vei Metzia de Karbanas. So the Gemara says, wait, so we're learning from Tziva. Why don't we say that maybe the word we can learn from the word Tziva, that all Karbanas Tzibur need the Kohen Gadol to the Kohen to be separate from it, separate, you know, from his house. Because it also says Tziva by Karbanas. There Rashi says, Vemetziva de Karbanas, Latsri, Kol Kohena Ovid Bemigdash, Prisha, Le Karbanas Tziva. Maybe every Kohen that works in the Mikdash has to separate from his house if he's Oksik in the Karbanas Tziva. Maybe that's what we learned, and we should learn the word Tziva to teach me. The Gzira Shava. As it says, Dixiva Yom Tzavoso Es Bnei Israel. And this is a Tziva which is Lifnei Hasiya, which is good also. So it's Matim, where we can learn from the Miluim. We can learn Tziva Tziva Miluim, that for all Korbanas, for the Korbanas Tziva, all Kohanim should separate. So the Gemara says, no, that's no good, because Danin Tziva Mitziva Vein Danin Tzavoso Mitziva. It's not the same word exactly. One's Tziva, we learn Tziva Tziva, and this is Tzavoso, right, is the Lashon in the Pasuk over here. And therefore, says Dixiva Yom Tzavoso Es Bnei Israel. That's not a good Gzeira Shava. It's not the same word. Aye, the Gemara says, so what? Umay Nafkamina. What do I care if it's exactly the same word or not? Aye, Vatana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It says by the Negayim in the house. It says over there, Veshava Kohen Uba Kohen. Zohi Shiva, Zohi Bia. So here we make a Gzeira Shava from two words, Shav and Ba. Yeah, the same connotation. It goes back to the house to check it out, but it's totally two different words, shav and ba. But yet still, since they're the same common connotation, that's enough to make a gzera shava. Right? It says it says shava kohen after the first week, and he sees if the nega spread in the house, and if it did, he has to take out the stone, and he has to like scrape and replaster it. And also it says Baha Kohen, and this, which is in the second week, and if it stood, didn't move, didn't spread, or if it spread, you have to do the same process of removing the stone and replastering, etc. And we know that to do the same process of removing and plastering, we learn from the Zera Shava of Shavin Ba. So how can you tell me, no, we can't learn for other karbanas because it's not the same word. One's tavoso, one's siva. We see from here, you don't need the exact same word. As long as it's the same idea, it's good enough. So my answer is no. Honey, mealy, when is it okay to use a word that's close, similar? That's hecha de leka de damile. Aval hecha de ika de damile. Zingmar says when do we use a similar word? That's if we don't have one that's exact. If you have one that's exact, like we have over here by Paraduma, which says Mamish Siva, therefore we go for the Zer Shava, goes with the exact word and not one which is only similar. See Rashi. Ema Kapara Sumi. Zohi Shiva Zohi Bia. Ladun Zer Shava Zemizen. We learn Zer Shava one to the other. Ma Shiva, as we said, Choles Fekote Batach. That you remove the stone, you scrape, you re-plaster. So Afa Bia, same thing, Choletz V'choletze V'tach. That's what the Gzera Shava does for us over there. And even though it's not the same word. Okay. Now, we are going back to what we said before on Amud Aleph, about that we learned the din of the Prisha from the on Yom Kippur from the word L'chaper. Right? We said, L'chaper Elu Maisa Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara says, why dafka the Yom Kippur? The Eima Kapara, the Karbanas. All Karbanas Yachid, that the Kohen has to separate for them as well, not just the Yom Kippur. If you look at the Tosfos over here, at the bottom of the page, this short one, Eima Kapara, the Karbanas, Tosfos says, Perush, the Shar Karbanas Namini Baipish. In other words, we're not excluding Yom Kippur. And saying instead of Yom Kippur, let the word L'chaper come to teach us the Karbanas. But it's also says right Nami Nibai Prisha. Aval Ein Lefarsh the Karbanas Dafka. Why do you have Yom Kippur Nami Prisha the Karbanasu? Because it's also Yom Kippur is the same idea. It's also Prisha Karbanas. So it's not coming to exclude Yom Kippur, which is also Prisha of Karbanas. Therefore, we're just saying why Dafka is it only the Yom Kippur? Because it's also be Prisha for other Karbanas Yachi. If you look at Rashi, Ve'ema Kaparda Karbanas, for example, could go in Karbanas Yachi, Dixi Behem, become a Mekomos, Vekiper Alam Vakohen. So it's a Kapara. Okay, so now the Gemara answers that. Why are we not learning for these other Karbanas? Says the Gemara, Mi Adina and Hei Kohen Misrame. So how do we know which Kohen is going to have to shech the Korban that we're going to set him, he's going to separate, 7 days before? We don't know this. And look at Rashi. Mi adin and hei misrami v'alo ayidei pais hayu avdin k'damrin lechaman. Right? They did it with like a hagralah. So we don't know who's going to be the lucky Kohen who's going to get the job. So how do we know? How can he be poorish 7 days? He doesn't know who it's going to be. So there's a kasha on this, the Sfas Emes. He asks that, he says, what's the big deal? So maybe to do the Hagrolah 7 days before. I mean, if we don't know who's going to be. Okay, so let's do 7 days before the Hagrolah. And the one's going to be. Okay.
I mean, this Sfas Emes.
Yeah, okay, that's the next thing I was going to say. Right now.
Okay. Also, who says you have to do it? I mean, you do it pious if only because there's no appeal to be, to separate for a week. But if you have to separate for a week, so don't do the pious.
Okay, I don't know if you could. It could be. The question is whether you can put off the, whether you. You have to put off the pies,
Is there a
chiyuv in a Torah? No, but okay, I have to understand the reason behind the pies and see if you could say that here. Could be. Okay, so okay, the Gemara asks, why not? Because like similar to what Moshe Aaron was asking, why not? Nibayle prisha lekule mishmeres beisav. Right, because they knew who works, and they had the 24 mishmarot, and then every week another mishmeret would work, and they would change the kohanim, and they would change on Shabbos. So, and then within that mishmeret, each mishmeret was divided up into days. So each one had its day. So good, so it should be that the kohanim of that mishmeret could separate a week before that day, and for them, and then fine. Okay, let's see Rashi. Amri alama lo nibaya prisha lekuli mishmeres beisav. Alama lo bifmiya inach yachol lamar ben prisha. Why can't you say prisha? Hare yesh lamar al kol beisav shel mishmeres chalukim limei Shabbos leShabbos ish biyamol. Like we said, that each beisav is divided up, has its own separate day every week. So she for sure called beisav shivas yamim called him hayom hakavula. So everybody else will kohanim know the day that's kavur for them. So 7 days before they can separate. What's the problem? Okay, so now we're doche. The reason why we can't learn other karbanos and they can separate before like that is because dani davar shekavua lozman. The reason why we're dafka learning Yom Kippur only is because Yom Kippur is kavua lozman, as it's once a year that day, and then we separate, and we're there from. What are we learning from? From miluim. I mean davar shekavua lozman, as it says, it was the first of Nisan, one day biyom achodesh harishon bechad lachodesh utakim achule. It's on one specific day. That's what we learn from there. Lafuke karbanas dechol yom ha'isnehu, as opposed to karbanas, which is a daily thing, it's every day. Therefore, it's not similar to miluim, and that's why we don't learn it from there. Rashi adavar kavul ozman yom kippurim. That's the as kavul ozman midavar kavul ozman, which is the miluim shneimar. It says biyom ha'chodesh harishon bechad lachodesh takim achule vehu haya shmini miluim. Okay. So the Gemara is not giving up. I the Ema Regali. Okay, so we found another thing. What about the Karbanas of the Regalim? There it's Kavua Lozman. It's not every single day. It's only the Regalim. And it's also coming, you have to say Lechaper, because we're learning from the word Lechaper. So it has to have a Kapar over there. So it does. It's coming to Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Yikdashav. So there's a kapara, and it's not every day. So why don't we learn that for at least for the karbanos of the chag, that to separate? So more answers. No, dani davar shenoeg pamachas b'shana, which is Yom Kippur, from davar hanoeg pamachas b'shana, which is miluim. Lafuki regalim the la pamachas b'shana nihu. Right, it's three times a year. It's not just once. We want something once a year. Miluim is only once a year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yom Kippur once a year.
And it was once
the claw, right? It wasn't just once a year. It was just once, okay. But we don't want to learn from regalim, which is not just once. It's like it's three times a year. Rashi says, "Hanoeg pamachas b'shana miluim pamachasu dahavu b'shana." Okay, fine. So now the Gemara goes on and says, fine. So we didn't want to learn Rego because that's not once a year. The Gemara says, wait a second, fine. Still, we still can deal with Regalim. Why? Ve'ema Regalechad. So fine. So not all the Regalim, because that, look at the, all the Regalim, there's three of them, whatever. So that's not just the once a year. But each Regal is only once a year. So just maybe Regalechad. Learn from just one of the regalim. And if you're going to say okay, but we don't know which one, okay, which regal. So I'm going to say that's not a problem, because you could do. There's a regal. There can be a regal that has a specific reason why that and not the other regalim. Ichagamat says hoyel pasapo kasov tchila. It could be Chagamatzis, that always starts off like Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Ichagasukkos because Hoyel Merubin Mitzvasa, since there's a lot of mitzvahs there. Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nesuchamayim, etc. Let's look at Rashi first. Ichagamatzis, Kolomar, Yeshachalomar, Shal Chagamatzis, and Neamar. Maybe, we can learn from that one Chag. What is that? Chagamatzis, because we've got something special. And always starts with Pesach, is always the first Chag. Or Chag HaSukkos. Since it has something specific, it's has a lot of mitzvahs. The sukkah, lulav, aravan, isuchamai. And so the you have to add, it needs a little bit of a hezbir here, a little bit funny. Oh, because anyone going to say we don't know which one? Yeah, we know it could be this one, it could be this one. So we don't know. It's a little muddled. So the Pnei Yeshua says it's the Gemara didn't know, but the Torah Vaday knew which one. In other words, there is a reason. They're not all the same. They each have certain. We saw by Pesach and the Sukkot has a reason to be Adif. We might not know. We might not know exactly why to prefer this one over that one. We see it has qualities which could make it preferable. And therefore, Yeshua says that the Torah knew which one to mark. We happen not to know exactly, but the Torah knew, and therefore we can learn from one regel. We might not be clear which one, but the Torah knew that you could learn from one regel. A little bit fun. Okay, so the Gemara is docha that. Why can't we learn from one regel? Because Ela Danin Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad. Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad. Vein Danin Prisha Shiva L'Shiva. Excuse me. Vein Danin Prisha Shiva L'Shiva. Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad. So the reason why we're not learning the regel is because the regel has 7 days. We're going to question in a minute other possibilities, right? But right now, so the regel has 7 days. Pesach. And Sukkot, they have 7 days, and therefore the Prisha is always a Prisha for one day, right? We're Porish, the Miluim, the 7 days for the 8th day, for that one day, Yom Kippur, 7 days for that one day of Yom Kippur. But this is the Chag, has 7 days, and therefore we would be doing a Prisha and for a 7 day period, and therefore we can't learn on to from Miluim to a Prisha for a 7 day period. Yeah, I was thinking about that also. See, what more are you going to ask now about Shmini Atzeres? That's the next thing.
Shavuos wasn't a possibility.
It was not a possibility. Why not? Okay, so we're going to deal one at a time. Okay, so where are we? Okay, so the Gemara says, now I'm going to ask about Shmini Atzeres. I the Ema Lishmini. So why not say that we have a chag? There's only a 1 day, and therefore we should maybe learn to Koresh for that one, for Shmini Atzeres. Okay, Lishmini, with Shmini Atzeres. The Prisha Shiva Liyom Echadu is not a problem like we have before of separating 1 day for a chag of 7 days. It's only 1 day. Rashi Liyom Echad Bishvil Yom Shmini Levado Veim Shmini Atzeres. Okay. So the Gemara stocha that as well. No, why? Kedani davar shein kedusha lefanav, mi davar shein kedusha lefanav. We're learning from Miluim because Miluim has no kedusha for those days before. It's just regular days, chol, and therefore we can only learn something that has that similar concept to it that doesn't have 7 days of kodesh before. Main dani davar sheyesh kedusha lefanav, right? Shmini Atzeres has 1 day, but it has before it 7 days of kedusha of sukkahs, right? Midavar shein kedusha lefanav. We can learn from Miluim that doesn't have these 7 days. Okay. Rav Gemara says, "I luchur of alav kavachomer who." Well, we can ask say learn a kavachomer. Should not that we can't learn because it has 7 days kedusha lehepech. Hashda davar shein kedusha lefanav. Madach Yom Kippur doesn't have the 7 days before, still by Prisha, still the Kohen Gadol has to separate. So the Var Sheyesh Kedusha Lefanav, which means it's there, has all Sukkot before it. Lo Kol Shekein, surely should have to separate from before. Amar Meshashia Lo, he said you can't learn this Kal Vachomer, and then it would be okay, but we can't. Why? Because it says by the Miluim Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh. It says the word Hazeh, Hazektiv, and Kazeh. And therefore, it has to be something dafka doma to it, which is again something which doesn't have kedusha before it, because especially learning from the word hazaz, we like miluin that doesn't have. You know, maybe logic would dictate, maybe the kavachomer would tell me I would have to, but it still doesn't. We can't learn it from there because it has to be mamish, the same type. It has to be like this, like miluin that doesn't have the days of kedusha before.
The push is for the 8th day, right?
Right.
So you have 7 days. Shabbat Yemei Miluim.
Right.
They also have kedusha.
No, it's not a chag or anything.
What is the
kal vachomer? What's the kal vachomer?
It's a fuch, I think.
Well, I mean, I could hear. I mean, that you know, like you're separating, you know, these are days of Chag, days of Kedusha, whatever it might be. So you're separating all those days are, you know, they're special. You're separating all these special days, especially that. So then you're separate just. You know.
If you don't separate for whole, if you do separate for whole, even more so you should separate if there's Kedusha. So you should separate them 7 days before Sukkot, not.
Well, that was one of the things we said. We tried that also, but that didn't work. Rashi liyom echad bishvil shmina. We did that. Oh yeah, here hazekzi. It says kasher asav b'yom hazek kaze lo yitzrikisha elo dugmato. It has to be domeh dugmato to the milui. Okay, so one last little piece. Ravashi Amar. He says, why you can't learn from the Kal Vachomer. Why? Because mi ikamidi the ikar regalo by prisha. How could it be that the regal itself, like we saw by Sukkot, for example, in this case, there's no prisha by Sukkot. You don't have to separate for the Chag of Sukkot. That doesn't need. But tafel didei rabai prisha, which meaning it was just a tafel to Sukkot, so that doesn't need the Chag. We don't separate 7 days before the Chag, which is the ikar Chag. But we're separating for the Shemitah Tzeres is only the Tafel of the Chag. How could that be? Vafilu lemanda amar that Shemitah Tzeres, right, is regular b'fnei atzma hu. So you're going to say, wait a minute, it's not Tafel. How can you call it Tafel? Right? It's got it's just a Chag b'fnei atzma, regular b'fnei atzma. So it's not Tafel. So Gemara says, the famous line we've seen other places, no, the Hani Mili, when is it a regular b'fnei atzma? That's Tafka l'inyan pazar kashav. We'll discuss tomorrow Rashi. We'll go through the Rashis. What these are? These are the six things which make Shmini Atzeres so regular b'fnei atzmo, like the pais and shechianu and the regel and the korban shir and bracha. But those things. But about legabe tashlumim of bringing the korban chagiga, that if you don't bring it on the first day, you can bring it on the other days. It's in fact tashlumi the rishon hu. So we see the Gabi the Korban, at least it's we see that it's tafel, right? It's tafel to the rest of the Chag. Because if you didn't bring the Chag, then you can bring it on Bidiyev, you can bring it on Shmini. So you can see it's like you can see by the Tashlumi that it's tafel to the Chag, and therefore there's no you don't separate the coin for that because it's not the Ikar Rega. As it says, v'hatnan, as it says, Mishnah, Mishlo Chag, whoever didn't bring the Korban Chagiga, v'yom tavarishon shel Chag, then Chogig v'holech, kol haregel kulo, and v'yom tov ha'achron, included shel Chag. You can bring it, for the Gabi that, it's considered tough.